April 29, 1922. One who lives in the divine will lives from an eternal heartbeat. Finding myself in my usual state, I saw my soul in all of my interior thoughts, affections, heartbeats, tendencies. Changed into as many threads of light, and these extended and expanded so much that coming out from within my interior, they harmonized with the sun, rose higher, touched the heavens, and diffused over the whole earth. While I was watching this, I saw my sweet Jesus, who is holding all those threads of light in his hand, and with enchanting mastery, directed them, stretched them, multiplied and enlarged them as much as he wanted. At the touch of that light, all created things lowered themselves, harmonized together, and made feast. Then, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, have you seen with what love I amuse myself and direct the acts done in my will? My jealousy is such that I do not entrust them to anyone, not even to the soul herself. I leave not a thought, not a fiber, without enclosing all the power of my will in it. Each one of these acts contains a divine life, therefore at the touch of these acts all created things feel the life of their Creator. They feel once again the strength of that omnipotent fiat from which they came to existence, and they make feast. Therefore, these acts are new glory and new feast for them. Now, as for this beautiful harmony, these threads of light that come out from your interior. If your heart did not flow in my will but in yours, or in another will, many heartbeats of divine life would be missing in your heart, while many human heartbeats would take their over, for as many as those which are missing to the divine. And so with the fibers, affections. And since what is human is not capable of forming light, but darkness, many threads of darkness would be formed, and my volition would remain saddened, unable to carry out all the power of my will within you." While he was saying this, I wanted to see whether there were these human heartbeats in my soul, which would interrupt the life of the divine heartbeat. And as much as I looked, could not find any. And Jesus, "For now there is nothing. I have told you this to make you be attentive, and to let you know what it means to live in my will, to live from an eternal and divine heartbeat, to live with my omnipotent breath."